Furious Thing. Written and read for you by Jenny Downham. I ran into the yard to hide. I'd been there for over 10 minutes and thought I was going to get away with it when Mum came out of the apartment and down the steps. I tried my best to be invisible, but when she walked across the lawn, she saw me. She said, "Get down from the tree and come and apologise right now." "Is he angry?" "We both are." "Is he going to ground me?" "I don't know. But you can't speak to people like that and think nothing's going to happen." I didn't mean to. The words just fell out. "Is that right?" She held out her hand to tick them off. "You hope tonight's going to be a disaster. You hope the guests get food poisoning. You have no intention of coming to the party and we can all piss off. Those words just fell out of you, did they?" I spread my fingers to touch a black velvet leaf bud. If I were a leaf, nothing would be expected of me. Mum said, "Pretty hurtful, wouldn't you say?" I peered down through the branches to look at her. She was wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt. She had an apron tied round her waist, and her face was flushed. I melted looking at her. I promised to help get things ready, and all I'd done was cause trouble. "I'm sorry, Mum." She smiled wearily up at me. "I know you're disappointed Cass isn't coming, but you can still have fun without him. Think of all the delicious food and how amazing the yard's going to look with the lights and everyone dancing." But the only person I wanted to dance with was Cass. I hadn't seen him since he went back to college after Christmas. That was 65 whole days ago. Mum said, "Come on, down you get. The sooner you apologise to John, the less painful it will be." I climbed down slowly. I hoped I looked graceful. "I've had an idea about tonight," she said when I finally stood next to her on the grass. "I know you find social events hard, and I'm sorry your brother can't be here. He's not my brother. You know what I mean. If Cass was here, you'd find everything easier, but he's not coming, so there we are. So, how about you hand hors d'oeuvres round at the beginning? What do you think? It'll give you the chance to socialise without pressure." I saw where this was going and felt a pinprick of panic. "I can't speak to people. Having a task might help." What would she do if I turned round and climbed the tree again? Would she grab my ankles? If I scrambled up quickly enough, maybe she'd walk back across the lawn and tell John I'd disappeared. They'd have to celebrate their engagement without me.